The pop stars know that they are getting a commodity, because a groupie is a commodity. I mean, it is bought for and paid for, not in cash, but in identity. And there she is, and she's so enamored with you, with your exchange of identity for sex, that she's ready to do anything for you. And these cats take full advantage of the fact. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially the more chicks they ball, the more jaded they become, and in turn ask more of the chicks they're with.
They treat girls like shit, a lot of them. You know, they think they can take advantage of the girl and have her there when they want her and play and be able to go away and you know, be with other girls and, you know, take advantage.
Well, if you're going to lead this kind of a life,
you've got to accept
like a groupie
it.
Life,
you
have to
go
out with, you know, with it in mind that, you know, don't take anything seriously.
If you see them walk out the door, you know they're going home with them. I mean, the next night they come back and, like, try to get another girl. They try to get it's like trying on shoes.
They just have no respect for them at all, you know.
Occasionally you'll find, you know, because in certain instances you'll just find two people that are chemically attracted or would be attracted even if this
right,
guy
no matter
wasn't
what.
With this group and this chick wasn't into what she's into. But the chances, the odds against that happening, because of the attitude, everybody's stoned, nobody gives a shit, these guys are making so much bread, it doesn't matter what they do, they don't know, they could have a hit record today, and they all know that what the hell are they going to be doing in 2 years anyway?
You and
know,
they know why the chicks dig them.
IBM school in Newark.
They know, you know, what's happening, because they all know why the, you know, the chicks like them, and it's very hard to form an attachment when you know that someone's looking at you outwardly. First, you know.
Hmm. They all come on the same line.
No.
They build up, they bullshit all night. They talk to you about nonsense.
Yeah, but
shit.
When you go back
and
to the hotel.
And then at the end, you know they're going to ask you to go home with them. You know it's coming.
No, this is what happens. You go back to the hotel, they say they're going to have a party. There's about 10 people there in a group.
Alan
and then there's all these
there.
Girls, and everybody sits around, they get stoned.
And they look at the boy and drool, and they
one,
they
people go to different rooms until there's just one person left sleeping somewhere in a corner. Right.
It's fun just to go home with them, have a goof for the night, and the next day, you know, you meet other people.
Yeah, until
but
you're
young.
Get married.
Yeah, you're young.
What if we get to lose?
I don't want to get married
get
now.
Diseases,
with one person
all.
The whole rest of my life right now. I've got at least another 6 years before I get married. Yeah. I'm having too much fun. I realized it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was having too much fun last night.
Yeah, what happens if you get married? Everything's over.